Good morning. So today I want to talk about a very interesting question that comes up in Hilchos Brachos. And that is whether or not a person is allowed to talk after making the bracha of Hamaitzi before swallowing the food that he made a bracha on. If a person makes a bracha on bread and he starts to chew it, at what point is he allowed to start talking? So that's the question. So we know that there's a concept of hefsek in Hilchos Brachos, which means that if I make a bracha on a food and I talk before eating the food, my bracha is completely invalidated and I have to make a new bracha. And the Paiskim explain that this applies even if you only say one word. Even one word said between the recitation of the bracha and the eating of the food completely makes the bracha null and void, and you need a new bracha. What about a person who makes a bracha and is silent, but waits a period of time before taking a bite of the food? Does the shehiyah, does the mere waiting, constitute a hefsek in halacha? This is the subject of a machlekes, and because it's a question of safek brachas, we therefore say that l'chatchilo, you shouldn't wait between the bracha and the bite that you're going to take. You should take the bite immediately after the bracha. However, if you did wait, b'dieved, we say that the bracha is valid, you don't make a new bracha. But l'chatchilo, you should be machmer, and you shouldn't wait between the recitation of the bracha and the bite of the food. Now, there's a very important rush, psak that comes from the rush that's brought down in the Mogen Avraham. And the rush explains as follows. Says the Rosh, when it comes to the bracha achreina, the after bracha that is made after eating, let's say, a piece of bread. So the pasuk says, "Ve'achalta v'savata uve'rachta," that you make a bracha after eating when the food gave you a certain degree of svia, v'savata. It gave you satisfaction. It satiated you. Says the Rosh, if that is the requisite standard when it comes to the after bracha, then we should apply the same rule when it comes to the bracha rishayna, the bracha that you make prior to taking a bite of food. And therefore, says the Rosh, just like when it comes to the after bracha, you need svia, you need to have the food satiate you, so too, the bracha rishayna is not on the mere chewing of the food, but it only is chal, it only goes into effect if you actually swallow some of the food, because only then does it provide you with some satisfaction, does it provide you with svia when it goes down. When the food goes down, when it's swallowed, that's when you have svia, and therefore, the bracha rishayna is only effective once you swallow the food. And therefore, even if I make a bracha of, let's say, hamoitzi, and I take a bite of the bread, if I didn't swallow any of the bread, you haven't yet fulfilled your mandate of bracha rishayna. And if you talk at that point, it's going to constitute a hefsek. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Shla, the Magen Avraham is in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin in Or Chaim, says the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Shla, based on this rush, a person is not allowed to talk after making a bracha until he actually swallows some of the food. You don't have to swallow all of the food, but some of the food has to have gone down. If you merely started chewing the food, but you didn't swallow the food, that's not the savata. And therefore, the rules of hefsek apply. You're not allowed to talk. Even one word would constitute a hefsek. That's what the Magen Avraham brings down in the name of the Shla. However, the Shla does conclude that even though a person should make sure not to talk before actually swallowing some of the food, says the Shla, if a person did talk after chewing, but before swallowing the food, b'zeved, you should rely on your bracha, and you shouldn't make a new bracha. You shouldn't make a new bracha, so even though a person certainly should be machmeh and should not talk until he swallows some of the food, b'zeved, it's not going to constitute a hefsek. The Magen Avraham is very bothered by this conclusion of the Shla. Says the Magen Avraham, I don't understand. The Shla just got finished telling me that the bracha is on the swallowing of the food. And therefore, if you talk while chewing, but before swallowing, it's going to constitute hefsek. So why is the shla saying that b'di'eved, if you did talk, it's not going to constitute hefsek? You don't have to make a new bracha. Why shouldn't you have to make a new bracha? Asks the Magen Avraham. If the bracha is on the swallowing, you need v'savata, and you talked while chewing, but before you actually swallowed any of the food, that should indeed constitute hefsek. So this is a major problem that is presented by the Magen Avraham on the opinion of the Shlo. The Mishnah Berurah suggests that perhaps the hesitance, the reason why the Shlo was hesitating when it came to a person who talks after starting to chew the food, but before actually swallowing any of the food, whether that constitutes a hefsek, is based on a svara that the Shlo was grappling with, which he doesn't mention explicitly, but which is behind the psak that he gave regarding this particular case of a person who talks before swallowing the food. And that is that perhaps when a person starts to chew the food, the chewing itself is the first stage of the person swallowing the food. So even though the bracha is on the svia, it's actually on the food satisfying you, and you only get satisfied once you swallow the food, nevertheless, perhaps when I chew the food, that's already the beginning stages of the swallowing. And as the Mishnah Berurah expresses the svara, that belia, the swallowing of food, starts with the chewing, because the lo'isa is aschalta the svia. It's aschalta. It's the first stage of the swallowing of the food. And therefore, perhaps you already fulfilled your obligation of making a bracha rishayin after you start chewing the food, because the chewing is the first stage of you swallowing the food. And therefore, even though a person says the Mishnah Berurah should be machmer, and should make sure not to say anything until he actually swallows some of the food that he was chewing, nevertheless, b'di'eved, if he does say something, in that case we say that you shouldn't make a new bracha, because perhaps once you already started chewing the food, that's the first stage of swallowing the food, and b'di'eved you yaitz. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains the hesitation of the Shlo HaKadosh. Now, as the Paiskim explain, if let's say a person takes a candy, or he takes chewing gum that has sugar in it, then even if he doesn't actually swallow anything, he's allowed to talk after he chews a little bit and some of the sugar goes down, because then he has swallowed something. He has swallowed the sugar, which is the main objective of this food. And in that case, you don't have to refrain from talking at that point. Once you swallow some of the sugar, you already fulfilled your obligation of bracha rishayna, and you no longer have to worry about a hefsek. But if you have a food that you were chewing, let's say a piece of bread, and nothing went down yet, nothing was swallowed yet, so your person certainly should be machmer and shouldn't talk yet, and only after he swallows some of the food should he talk. But b'di'evet, if he talked after chewing, as we mentioned, b'di'evet, you wouldn't make a new bracha. One more point. When you make, let's say, a bracha of hamoitzi, and you didn't yet take a bite of the food, so as we mentioned, even one word that you utter will constitute a hefsek, and you're going to have to make a new bracha. However, if the word that you mention, the word that you utter, is l'tzorech hasuda, it's for the purposes of the meal. For instance, you make the bracha of hamoitzi, and then you say, bring me salt. So since you need salt when partaking of the bread, so it's considered a hefsek that's l'tzorech hasuda, and it won't invalidate your bracha. It won't invalidate your bracha. Now, the Ramah does say that l'chatchilo, you shouldn't be mafsik, you shouldn't interrupt, even when it comes to an interruption that's l'tzorech hasuda. And this is only b'di'evet that we say that it doesn't constitute a hefsek. But at the end of the day, b'di'evet, if you said something between the bracha and the hamoitzi, and the bite of the food, but it's l'tzorech hasuda, b'di'evet, it will not constitute a hefsek.